It's the 23rd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A car park in Bedford has been closed indefinitely after a car crashed into an entry support post, injuring two people. Emergency services attended the scene at the Lurk Street multi-storey car park and the injured were taken to Bedford Hospital. The incident marks the second crash-related closure at the car park in a month. Bedford Borough Council said the site will remain shut until repairs are completed. A witness described hearing a loud bang and seeing people helping the driver. The crash also caused visible damage to the structure, including cracked concrete. It's not yet known if any vehicles were left inside the car park when it was closed. Foxglove Children's Home in Bedford has been rated outstanding by Ofsted after a March inspection. The home, run by Bedford Borough Council, supports children with disabilities and complex health needs. Inspectors praised the quality of care, strong leadership and staff's commitment to listening to children. Professionals and parents described the home as invaluable and a fantastic resource. Homes in Bedfordshire have increased in value by over £29,000 over the past year, rising 8% to an average of £360,000, outpacing the UK average rise of 5.4%. The upcoming university theme park could further boost property values in the area. Despite rising prices, first-time buyers still benefit from homes under the £300,000 stamp duty threshold. Experts suggest house prices may continue to rise in 2025, especially in high-demand areas like Bedford. Bedford-based not-for-profit Food Etc. began with one volunteer in 2019 and now has 32, running 15 active projects across Bedfordshire. It helps families learn simple, affordable cooking through hands-on classes in schools and communities. Volunteers like Charmaine Lines aim to change mindset around cooking, making it accessible and fun. Parents say the classes help them save money and get children more engaged with healthy meals. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.